This weekend, thousands of visitors have come to Washington, D.C. for Memorial Day events. We caught up with some of them at Arlington National Cemetery.
My name's Tim Bonner. I am full-time with the United States Army Reserve as a chaplain. One of the hardest parts of my job is being a part of next of kin notification team, so that when you know someone does suffer a loss, I have to go and just inform the family members of their loss. And about 3 weeks ago, one of our soldiers died over in Iraq, and I had to go and be a part of the notification team of his parents. And then it's the hardest job that I have as a chaplain, because obviously it's news that we don't want to bring.
My name's Robin Tarassi. I just moved here from Chicago and have just been here for a week, but I'm actually in ROTC, so I'll commission in a year in the Air Force. It's easy to kind of come here and, you know, read the things and kind of walk by and just look at everything, but when you stop and realize that every one of these tombstones out here is a single person, it's pretty overwhelming. It's quite an interesting, you know, place to be, considering, hey, I might be buried here someday, so...
This afternoon, a few miles away from the quiet of the cemetery, tens of thousands of motorcycles roared through downtown Washington as veterans gathered from around the country. The 18th annual Rolling Thunder Ride celebrated those who served in Vietnam, like Red Cross worker Debbie Clark.
It kind of brings back the sound of helicopters and the war, and it's a tribute. It's their tribute to us, and that's where its meaning comes from. Not how somebody's dressed or what bike they ride, or but for Vietnam veterans, it's especially meaningful because we had no tribute when we came home.